This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Sitting up straight. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. And Rich, you mentioned that Bill Gates, and I'm paraphrasing, said that we need a carbon tax. And he is vigorously pursuing that. And it's coming. It's coming, class. And I believe it really is coming. Not that I support it. But it is coming. And here is something interesting. So I think that if there is such a thing as a carbon tax, we should start here. We should start with personally charging Bill Gates a carbon tax. Let's say only $5 per item for every single computer program application or piece of hardware that his company has developed, starting in 1975 with MS-DOS, MS-Windows, MS-Server applications, MS-Tablets, MS-Cellphone applications, Microsoft Xbox, Microsoft Office, Money, Works, Web Server, Explorer, Messenger, the list goes on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products. So Bill Gates should be personally taxed, let's say $5 for each one of those products that has ever been sold worldwide. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, look, we've talked about climate change, global warming, whatever terminology they want to use to indoctrinate socially, politically, the people. But we've also given tons of evidence where the Al Gores of the world have literally said that, oh, this was Florida and the East Coast would be underwater, West Coast would be underwater, there won't be any polar bears left, there won't be any ice glaciers left. I remember, you know, I don't live very far from Glacier National Park. I remember a few years ago when the useful idiots had to take the signs down because it was all the glaciers was going to be extinct by then. Obviously, that did not happen. So you got to look at what they want to do and use these tools to eliminate the people's choices, to create depopulation. It's all carbon footprints, climate change, reset, financial enslavement, transfer of wealth, COVID, the vaccines, the delegitimizing work with MMT and UBI, centralizing a crypto or some type of one world currency. Look, this is all run by unelected people, critical race theory, assigned sustainability scores, censorship, surveillance, tracking, tracing. We've connected all these dots. It's all combined. It's all together. It's all part of the agenda and the objectives to take down America, to take down the world with tyrannical, fascist, communist force. That's what it's all about. Now, when I go mention these next few articles here, folks, think about the lies of the false narratives that were sold to you years ago or even months ago and how things have changed, okay? Stagflation looming, holding gold more important than ever. Look, we've talked a lot about all this stuff, you know, inflation and supply chains and the printing of money. We've talked about deflation where and the velocity of money and consumer confidence going down, government debt, corporate debt, individual debt, household debt, defaults, bankruptcies, delinquencies, margin calls. The little guy is going to be hit with deflation, inflation, and stagflation. Okay, and stagflation, the 101 definition is basically, think of stagnating economy. In fact, the economy even going down while the inflation goes up. And I have a few more articles that's going to confirm what I just said. Life insurance companies refusing to cover vaccine deaths. I want you to think about all the breadwinners. Think about this from a, not just a lie perspective, but from an economic perspective. Think about all the breadwinners who are dying in the families who are literally not going to be paid because they took the vaccine. I want you to think about all the millions of people that have paid into life insurance that's going to get their money stolen. I want you to think about the economic repercussions. Fauci's 2020 financial records reveals investments in multiple Chinese companies. Do you remember all the denial about this? Next. Economy Target. Target CEO says consumers should shop less, stay at home more amid inflationary storm. So basically, they want you not compete doing anything in commerce, not making money, not buying goods, staying home, while if inflation occurs with goods and services, every day you wait, that price is going to go up. I want you to think about that. Next, supply chain doom. Again, this isn't me. This isn't Rich. This isn't Vince. These are published articles in the public domain. The United States is now blocking non-fully vaxxed Mexican and Canadian truck drivers from entering the country. Now, I want you to think about when you have, you're printing more money, which is pretty much going just to the elite. And there's, you know, there's going to be more stimulus packages because they got to keep a phony, you know, impression, if you will, of the stock market, which is mostly associated with, economic growth. And they got to basically just print money. And it's going to go to the big boys, to the too big to fails, to the, I'm reading stock buybacks are going to be getting more common again. I mean, it's just, everything is financial gimmickry. We don't have a rule of law. Think about this. No manufacturing. We have no border. We have no election integrity. We have no common sense, no logic, no due process. We have a purge military, a purge healthcare system, phony money, phony economy, phony education and academia. All jobs at the highest levels are unearned based on what group you're in or nepotism connections, like the Liz Cheney's, the Chrissy Wallace's, the Cuomo's, those type of people. So how can anything be real regarding the economy when they're shutting off supply chains? I want you to think about that. Next, food prices set to skyrocket through 2022 as rising costs hit small to medium-sized businesses. Remember when I talked about the agenda on how they want to eliminate small and medium-sized business to bring in a fascist system where it's big government and big corporations? So basically, they could tell you to take poison. They can tell you to murder your neighbor. They could tell you to wear Speedos while you're shopping. They can do anything they want when they are controlling all the goods and services. And this is this last article is very disturbing. It's titled, "When the Normies Figure Out the COVID Lies, There Will Be Blood in the Gutter," says Dr. Hodgkinson. When the lies are uncovered, folks, and people see their loved ones dying, being debilitated, and they can't get money to come in, and they're just overwhelmed with stress and despair, what do you think is going to happen to the economy at that point? I'm going to mention a few things. You tell me if I've given hundreds of, if not thousands of these articles. And please ask me. I realize the people are speaking up against the corrupt school boards and things like that. But why, people? Your children are going to blame you. And society is going to blame you if you keep your children in public government schools, in the social and political indoctrination centers. Okay, so this is about education here. Undercover students expose Colorado High School vaccine clinic for administering vaccinations without parental consent. This is when they said that it would never happen. Next, Virginia teachers to bully maskless children. Information was hidden. Next, nurse tells Dr. Artis pediatricians are grooming children in and out of school to be sexually active and even question their sexuality. Not making this stuff up, folks. Next, parents in California outraged over Democrats' proposed bill to vaccinate 12-year-olds without parental consent. Next, Marxist Los Angeles DA George Gasson charges 26-year-old transgender as a juvenile in a sex assault against a 10-year-old girl. So at least you know, folks, that your little girls, when they go to school, they could be assaulted with very little consequences or retribution or restitution. Congratulations. Next, Democrat Governor Kate Brown removed reading, writing, and math from high school exams. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I promise you. Published articles in the public domain. Next, Michigan school put litter boxes in the bathroom for students that identify as cats. Yes, that silence was for effect. You remember last week or the week before, I can't remember, some of these articles are so freaking ridiculous. Remember I mentioned about a teacher who was fired because she didn't acknowledge the student who identified as a cat? I am not kidding you, folks. Look, for those of you who keep your schools in the government public school system, I'm telling you, you're going to have regrets at every level. Next, Virginia Dems fight to hide sexually explicit school materials from parents. Next, Denver elementary school teaching kids to disrupt the nuclear family, unquote, and support BLM. Vince, do you have any comments about the public government schools? Do you believe me that these articles are published in the public domain and I'm not making them up? Because it's hard to believe, even if I was a writer for the new Twilight Zone, which isn't coming out, or the new 1984 series, you could not make this stuff up, Vince.
No, I've read those articles. Independently. And, you know, class, Rich and I have not talked about, what we were going to talk about today. We had not discussed it. I've read the same articles, and one of the articles that you mentioned really frosted me. And that was the one about the bill to allow schools to vaccinate children 12 through adulthood without parental consent. Class, I want to tell you that when our son, who had never been to public school, decided he wanted to try the public high school, we moved to Missouri, and they had a drug testing program, and they would call the children in one at a time to urinate in a cup, and I said, you will not call my son into a room and have him urinate in a cup without my supervision. You will not do it. He's a minor.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, class, I said it a number of times that, you know, there are perverts and homosexuals who want to prevent parents from knowing about the materials of perversion that are in the libraries and that your children who may be in the public training camp may be exposed to. It's got to stop. And the only way I can think of to stop it is to individually sue the superintendents of the school personally, as the head knocker, and individually sue the members of the school board, because even if your lawsuit is deemed not worthy of court, just the process of suing will bear heavily onto the people who are trying to corrupt your children. And just as I mentioned, Mrs. Finelli and I said, you will not force our child, who is a minor, in the public school to urinate in a cup without our supervision. We're going to make absolutely certain that there is no contamination and there are no false positive drug tests where our child will be labeled as a drug user because of manipulation, corruption, etc. So, the only reason we allowed our child to be drug tested was because that particular school district said, if you want to learn agricultural sciences, that's not considered a class. That is considered an activity. And activities are subject to the rules of the school board, which say that activities, if your child is to participate in sports or other activities, he or she will be drug tested. If your child wants to drive to school, which is an activity, as they defined it, you will have your child drug tested. I was on the drug testing committee, as so was Mrs. Finella, and you know what? Those parasites at this in the school system changed the address and sent our invitations to the drug testing committee meeting prior to drug testing being implemented. They changed our address so we didn't get invited to the meetings for which we would participate, because they knew that I would do everything possible to prevent drug testing at the school system. I was in favor of drug education, and unless there was a proven problem, I was against drug testing. So what you just heard is my reaction to the kinds of news that is coming out now. And did we do something about it? You bet. So here we have firsthand reporting of what Mrs. Finelli and I did regarding the types of news that Rich is reporting right now. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, that's why they call it wokeness. It's basically an excuse behavior for not doing your job. It's an excuse behavior for calling people racist, bigot, sex massages, all this stuff. Basically, it's an excuse behavior for rationalizing hate. It's an excuse behavior for being a follower and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for doing a job and being hired for a job. And here I gave all these articles about economics today. You know, I paraphrase everything. I shortcut everything because of time. But think about the fact that we have millions of illegal immigrants coming over to our border when we have less food. And when I say illegal immigrants, I mean non-vetted illegal immigrants, mostly military-age men. I want you to think about this. This is why we got to think about things like the virtues, the qualifications, the standards for getting a good job, especially big corporations and big government. We are not at every level calling out the American sellouts. Science is bought and paid for. Math is bought and paid for. The totalitarianism, the greed, the cowardice, the tattletaling, all Marxist communist virtues. This is why over the years I've given so much paraphrases and quotes of Marx and the Communist Manifesto and Alinsky and the Frankfurt School and all this, the corruption, the spins, the divide and conquer strategies, the lies, the gaslighting, the fraud, the treason, the mandatory hate for your country in order to get a good job with big corporations and big government today, the mandatory promotion of pedophilia, no more merit, the aristocracy basically controlling everything, lawlessness, racketeering, collusion, narrative selling. We have to go back to hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, abilities, skill sets. Being an American is about merit and effort. We've lost it all. Vince, we'll be right back after this break.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Omicron cases fall across America, WHO health officials are now warning about a new variant being called the Stealth Omicron. The World Health Organization is reporting cases of BA.2 in more than 40 countries, including the United States, India, Germany, and Australia. BA.2 is a subvariant of Omicron. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a challenge to the consideration of skin color in college admission decisions. The court said Monday it would consider a pair of lawsuits alleging that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. Journalist Pete Williams on CNBC.
And it could result in a decision that either bans it completely or vastly scales it back.
The two lawsuits filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a Virginia-based group, says skin color should play no part in the admissions process. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Russia is poised to attack its neighbor, Ukraine, many Americans are asking, how did we get here? One professor is putting the blame squarely on the Biden administration and their decision to remove the United States from energy independence. In October of 2017, the U.S. imported only 18,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. In October of 2021, we now import 206,000 barrels a day from Russia, giving them the power and finances to act aggressively. Associate professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg on Fox News, explains the energy equation.
We've got a big problem right now because as President Biden has pulled back production in the United States on energy resources, it has handed power to Russia. Think about that. We have handed power to Russia. We have handed power to Middle Eastern countries. This could have been a year when the president says, let's get production back online. Let's make sure that the U.S. retains its energy independence. Let's make sure that we can provide the world's needs on energy. Instead, we have handed all of that to the Middle East and Russia. And now, look, this reaping the rewards of that. Europe's reaping the rewards. They are heavily dependent on Russian oil. That's not going to change in the near term. It's a huge point of leverage for Vladimir Putin. So we have an energy problem. If you want to understand what's going on in Ukraine, you got to look at energy markets. It all starts right there.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In the class, you just heard in the news, the United States is dependent on Russian oil. And to just put an exclamation point on what you just heard, Turkey imports most of its natural gas from Iran. And Iran cut off a lot of that supply. As of yesterday, Turkey's industrial production was scheduled to stop at least completely stop at least for 3 days. Now, what is this natural gas used for? It's used for making electricity. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, it's all, whether it be energy, whether it be food production, whether it be the elimination of the border, whether it be the increase of animosity, infighting, chaos, race wars, you name it. It's all part of it. Eliminating truth, consolidating power, money, and control. A lot of BS under the guise of climate emergency, environment, social and government ratings, equality, diversity, inclusion ratings, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, no confidence in the system, destruction of meritocracy, destruction of all U.S. institutions and civilizations, psyops for everything, including justifying hate, rationalizing the caste system of the poor middle class, while the Gates, the Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckerbergs, all these pale-skinned white males who are saying, oh, it's the white male's fault, who aren't practicing what they preach, who inherits gazillions of dollars of money, land, businesses, and they're telling the people how we should live and think. Look, folks, this is your home. This is our home. We're going to have to make a choice. We inherited freedom and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, due process, the rule of law, all this stuff. It's up to you if you're willing to fight for it. You have to decide if you're going to make a difference, because the whole system is corrupt to the bone, and we are going to have to be the judge and jury. Because too many people have rigged the system, rigged the courts, rigged election, rigged blackmail. They've sold out the people and the Constitution. Too many people have paid off. Either we start doing such things about it, and I realize there's a lot of good news. You know, we have record homeschooling now, in fact, in every state. But you have to remember what these people want to do to you, and it's being done right now. They want to eliminate decentralization and self-government. They want to eliminate your ability to think. You hear the term politically correct? We should just make that term now pathetically correct. Because they want to eliminate you to bring in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. They want the technocracy, the big tech, big pharma, big everything to run your life. So we either start talking about it at every venue and stop being worried about being afraid to be called a name or lose your job. Can things get any worse? Yeah, they're going to if you don't speak up. We have to hold people's feet to the fire when the so-called people who want to call themselves and pound their chest saying that they're the experts and they're the official authorities, when they offer no credibility, no transparency, and their actions are doing exactly the opposite. So, Vince, you mentioned early in the program, I know, you know, I have all these thoughts, all these notes, all these plans on where I'm going to take the program, but it doesn't always work that way because we go off into tangents and things like that. But you mentioned cattle panels that we've talked about before. You know, we're heading towards the end of January, folks, and just a little preparedness. We need to start talking about building your garden for those of you who don't have it. You know, I built a 40-foot greenhouse for $500. It might be a little more because of the price of UV plastic today, but when Vince mentioned cattle panels, and we've talked about this several times over the years, I've made a cheap greenhouse I call my jalopy. Doesn't look like much, but I just built a ridge pole, a cheap ridge pole, and I put cattle panels over it, two 16-foot cattle panels, one on each side, so there's overlap. You put a little wire on it, not much, because wire has memory, so it doesn't take much to hold it down, and then you throw the UV plastic over it, and you build two ends with two doors on either side. It's not rocket science, but it's cheap, it's effective. And obviously, before you do that, put in your raised bed and your soil so you can get to it with a wheelbarrow or a machine and everybody who listens to this program should have a compost pile. Every eggshell, every coffee ground, every piece of lettuce that might go bad, you need to throw in that compost pile. Okay? If you have chickens, you know, I pick up the straw, and when I clean out the chicken coop or the barn where the goats sleep, I throw that into the compost pile. Everything gets reused. And because we have big dogs, we have goats, we have chickens, nothing gets wasted. If there's waste, it goes into the compost pile. So it technically it's not waste. You need to start building your own nutritious soil. And you need to start thinking outside the box. You need to start reliving and gaining the skills, the lost skills of 19th century technology. 1800s. We got to bring that back. That's the only way to have survival. Because you're not going to get a job based on qualifications or standards. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and the like is gone. It's too corrupt. The system's too corrupt. And it's totally gone. It's basically the power that is that be have said that your ancestors have died in vain for this country. That's what they're saying. So we have to start thinking outside the box. We have to communicate. We have to call a spade a spade. We have to not be politically correct. Because if we continue to do this, everything that over a million combat soldiers died for will be called collateral damage. Vince?
You know, you mentioned the term politically correct. And I've got a little anecdotal story about that. It'll be pretty quick. So back in 1985, I heard the term affirmative action. And it was a real big term. And it was used all the time. I just started around 1985. And so I went to the human, well, they called it personnel, and they changed their name at the same time to human resources. So I went to the human resources vice president. And I said, I keep hearing about, you know, these meetings that you have. You talk about affirmative action. What is affirmative action? I don't understand what it is. And so the vice president of human resources said, well, it's where we encourage people to, you know, want to have a job with us we encourage them to apply. I said, so what I did was I found out about, you know, the bank and I applied. And they said, yeah. And so what's different? They said, well, we actually go out and look for them and encourage them. I said, what's that mean? And they said, well, we'll advertise in publications that people that we're trying to attract read. And I said, well, like what? Like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, what are you saying? And they said, well, you know, Ebony Magazine. And I said, okay. So what affirmative action was reaching out to people who might not have heard about the bank, who might not have known anything about banking, to come and work with us. And when you talk about lowering the bars and standards and expectations, that is it. Now, yesterday, I was in the kitchen, and I said to our son, who is quite famous within our household for saying things that are just amazing, amazing constructions of the English language. And I said, so, do you know what affirmative action means? And he said, yeah, the vice president. That was the whole discussion. Yeah, the vice president. Any comments, Rich?
Well, first of all, and I think I've made this clear over 11 years of being on national radio and using examples and connecting the dots, all these terms, these politically correct buzzwords, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, these are all BS words. And the reason why they are is because I've proven with thousands of pieces of evidence, of articles, of economics, of Keynesian rule. You've heard me, whether I monologue or I'm on the radio with you, Vince, you heard me talk about the consolidation of power, money, control, and the rich getting richer. This was all a 50-year plan to come to this designed spot in history. So people think, oh, it's about, oh, you're a racist, oh, you're a bigot, sex massage is a homophobe. It's got nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the powers that be making people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, having them demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations so there's no more qualifications and standards for a job. The people who are getting the job, it's based on their group. It's based on their nepotism connections, which I've given many, many examples over the years, including this broadcast. But it's meant to consolidate power, money, and control. It's meant to give the impression of fairness, tolerance, diversity, all this stuff. But it's the exact opposite.
And so what I believe you said, Rich, is that the connection, if you look at the vice president, she's a member of a group of women. Okay? Her qualifications are certainly lacking. So the standards, I believe, were reduced in her case to give her that number two slot. So all kinds of compromises were made. Instead of having the best possible person for the job, we have someone who is a member of a group. She's a woman. She is certainly lacking in qualifications. She has been an abject failure at everything she's attempted. She's been a failure at the things she avoided to attempt. And that is the result of affirmative action.
What a good way to look at that, if you really have to shorten the definition, but it's really the motive, it's really where they want to take us. They want incompetence by design. And I know those terms are kind of contradictory, but what I mean by that is they're hiring people to lower the bars of standards and expectations based on what group they're in or their nepotism connections. But this is, whether it be the wokeness, the objective, the agenda, all the things, the standards, the expectations, the qualifications. It's designed to bring down our country by using incompetence and political correct terms so nothing matters, including the rule of law. That's where we are today. Not where we're going, but that's where we are today, folks. We'll be right back with the last segment after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, in 1969, a book was published. It was called The Peter Principle, P-E-T-E-R Principle. And it was written, or this Peter Principle was developed by Lawrence Peter. And what he determined was that people are promoted to their highest level of incompetence. So here's an example. So there's an assembly line, and this guy's putting hubcaps on the cars as they go down the assembly line. So his job is he's working on the left front wheel. Takes a hubcap, taps it on with a rubber mallet, and then the car goes on. He gets the next vehicle on the assembly line. He puts the left front hubcap on. And he's really good at this job. Does it very, very well. And so he gets promoted to train other people how to put the left front hubcap on vehicles as they're being assembled. And he does that job really well. So the next thing that happens is he gets promoted to manufacturing of the entire automobile. And he does a swan dive into an empty pool, because he has no idea what he's doing. So just because a person can do a job well at one level doesn't mean that previous experience proves that he could do the job at a higher and higher and higher level. And that's what we have in government. That's exactly what we have. We have the Peter Principle exemplified by the number one and number two people in government. And that is the Peter Principle. And you can look it up, Peter Principle, P-E-T-E-R-P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. And when I studied management back in the 70s, that was something that we talked about, the Peter Principle. And you look, no matter where you look, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, what we're allowing, folks, is the powers that be to manufacture your perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. They use race baiting. They sway public opinion with narratives and talking points, and they basically use group identity politics and professional wordsmithing to distract us, to dumb us down, to divide us. And what they're really doing is having you admit to lower the bars of standards and expectations for your group, because they're telling you that you need to play the victim group status card. They're literally to your face, subconsciously, this is part of the psyops, having you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which really insults your work ethic, ability, and intelligence. But they're degrading you and disrespecting you, so it makes you submissive and breaks your will. And you don't empower yourself. You don't empower a nation by demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, because no one's doing their job today. They're doing is destroying America by rewarding mediocrity. So everybody's opportunity wanes. And the people who are doing this are spending your tax dollars. Remember, this is all a psyop. It's all psychology. To manufacture their perception of self-importance, their own self-interest, and their own self-preservation. Okay? And you have to realize what they're doing. They kill as many birds with one stone, and they're using mind control by doing it, because people are afraid to be called a name. People are afraid to buck the system. People are afraid to say the emperor has no clothes. This isn't going to change. It's only going to get worse if people don't stand up. And we got to change the whole system. And if you leave your children in the public government school system, they'll be socially and politically indoctrinated to being followers and never be thinkers again. Their lives will be miserable. And if you think that you can accept that, look at the statistics, look at the data. Suicides, through the moon. Obesity, through the moon. Drug use, through the moon. Murder, rape, and mayhem in especially Democrat stronghold areas, through the moon. And when I say mayhem, there's probably 500 different crimes under mayhem. This is what happens when we use fake politically correct buzzwords. This is what happens when we put experts and official authorities who don't practice what they preach on a pedestal. This is what happens when we listen to paid theater and we do nothing about it. This is what happens when we allow the powers that be to manufacture your perception. And that's what it is. It's all done through mind games, through mind control. That's why I've given all these different clinical studies. And pretty soon, there's not going to be any options left. Your children, your grandkids, if they're alive, will have the worst life that humanity has ever seen. Vince?
Okay, so I have an example of what we were talking about when you were talking about those who are interested in self-promotion and self-preservation. And number two is doing exactly that. She is avoiding the necessary projects, i.e. the system, the southern border wall. Okay? That was she was assigned that by number one. He said, go fix the southern border wall and all of this, all of these illegals coming into this country. So in favor of her self-preservation and being exposed as a nice person, she went to a bakery in New Jersey to further climb the ladder of her incompetence. Meaning, look at me, look at me, look at me at the bakery, and I want to be president. That's the kind of thing that's going on. Self-preservation and self-interest. Rich, you hit the nail right on the head. Class inflation is here. Buy the products that you need if you can afford them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.